The session's called Radio, which is, of course, part of our sound recording collections here. Some of the speakers we have here are people I've known about, but never met. Actually, I've never met any of our speakers till last night, or the night before, or whatever. Anyhow, but I'm sort of excited. The first speaker is going to be Marshall Wyatt. Marshall's a Grammy-nominated producer and the head of Old Hat Records in Raleigh, North Carolina. He's currently collaborating with Patrick Huber on a multi-disc box set and book about the Crazy Barn Dance, which I guess we'll find out about shortly. He is also collaborating with Gene Fowler on a pictorial history of the American Medicine Show, and I'll give an unsolicited plug to the Old Hat Record releases. They're just gorgeous. The sound is great, the packaging is great. And I'm so excited to meet Marshall. So let's hear Marshall.
I'm going to talk a little bit today about a Saturday night radio program called the Crazy Barn Dance that broadcasts from here in North Carolina, first from WBT in Charlotte and then from WPTF in Raleigh during the years 1934 through 1937. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Friends, I can't tell you why one rose is red and another white. I can't tell you why one tree bears flowers and fruits and another tree bears thorns. You know, the mysterious wonders of nature will probably never be fully revealed by man. Old Mother Nature has done many wonderful things. Mother Nature has given us sunshine, fresh, pure air, and in water, just pure water. And in mineral water, Old Mother Nature has gone a step further and blended precious minerals that help people who are troubled with any condition that was caused or being made worse by a sluggish system. Now, if you're troubled with a sluggish system, I want you to try Crazy Water Crystals because I believe they'll help you. You buy a package of Crazy Water Crystals at your drugstore, use them for 3 weeks, about a teaspoonful to a large glass of water, preferably warm, and drink it 30 minutes before breakfast. And at the end of 3 weeks, if you're not feeling a lot better, you may return to us the unused portion or empty package, and your money will be refunded. They're sold on that positive money-back guarantee.
In spite of the Great Depression, the mid-1930s were boom years for the Crazy Water Crystals Company, based in Mineral Wells, Texas. With modern manufacturing facilities and a fleet of refrigerated railroad cars, the company built a vast distribution network that carried its crystals to thousands of drugstores all across the United States and Canada. Although the company's product was nothing more than a simple laxative, extravagant claims were made for its curative powers. Radio was its primary means of advertising, and millions of Americans lined up to buy the snowy white crystals. Soon the nation was carved up into crazy water sales districts with a general manager assigned to each. In August of 1933, a new manager arrived in Charlotte, North Carolina to head up the Carolinas and Georgia division. His name was James Wesley Fincher. His son, Hubert Fincher, came on board as assistant manager. The Finchers immediately purchased airtime on WBT Charlotte, the state's most powerful broadcaster. Their zeal for radio advertising soon expanded to include stations all across the Carolinas and Georgia. At the peak of its power, Crazy Water Crystals sponsored 147 shows every week on 14 different radio stations throughout the tri-state area. The content of all of these radio programs, apart from profuse Crazy Water advertising, of course, was hillbilly music. Hubert Fincher put it simply, quote, "Hillbilly music was used from the beginning because of its great popularity, wide acceptance, and the availability of talent. By 1933, the barn dance had become a distinct radio genre that typically featured hillbilly music along with homespun skits and comedy, performed by an ensemble cast and most often broadcast for an hour on Saturday night. These shows included such famous broadcasts as the National Barn Dance from WLS Chicago and the Grand Ole Opry from WSM Nashville. In early 1934, J.W. Fincher hatched plans for his own barn dance program. He envisioned a weekly hillbilly extravaganza with a full roster of musical acts to promote his message of health, happiness, and crazy water crystals. To help identify and recruit regional talent for such a show, the Finchers needed an insider with broadcasting experience who knew the landscape of rural music in the Carolinas. Fisher Hendley, banjo champion, broadcaster, band leader, and recording artist, was tapped as talent scout and master of ceremonies. On Saturday, March 17, 1934, beginning at 7:15 p.m., the Crazy Barn Dance made its debut on WBT, the first of 91 consecutive weekly installments. The one-hour show was organized around a core group of professional musicians, augmented by a pool of homegrown Piedmont string bands. A dozen or more musical acts might appear on any given broadcast. On a Saturday night, radio listeners might tune in to hear the hillbilly novelty numbers of Dick Hartman's Tennessee Ramblers, the potent cotton mill songs of the Dixon Brothers, or the high-spirited fiddle tunes of J.E. Maynard's Mountaineers. The comic songs and sentimental ballads by the Three Tobacco Tags, the banjo innovations of DeWitt Snuffy Jenkins, or the inspiring sacred numbers of the Majestic Quartet. The barn dance rapidly gained a strong following, as evidenced by tens of thousands of postcards that flooded the station and unprecedented sales of crazy water crystals. The Crazy Barn Dance soon outgrew the confines of the WBT studios. J.W. Fincher wanted not only a radio broadcast, but an evening-long live concert before a sizable paying audience. To this end, he began broadcasting the Saturday night shows from nearby towns such as Gastonia and Concord, and eventually from communities all across the Piedmont. These shows were immensely popular and never failed to sell out. In the summer of 1935, two new players arrived on the scene who took the Carolinas by storm with their dynamic harmony singing and instrumental prowess. The Monroe brothers, Charlie and Bill, along with announcer Byron Parker, came to WIS Radio in Columbia, South Carolina, sponsored by Texas Crystals, a crazy water competitor. When that sponsor suddenly withdrew, J.W. Fincher seized the moment and signed the brothers to a crazy water contract. Soon they were broadcasting a dozen shows each week on WBT and playing the barn dance on Saturday night. However, the days of the Crazy Barn Dance at WBT were numbered. Crazy Water Crystals abruptly ceased all advertising on WBT following a rift between station and sponsor. The final barn dance broadcast aired on November 9, 1935, remote from Pulaski, Virginia, with Maynard's Mountaineers and the Monroe Brothers headlining the show. After a lapse of 12 weeks, the Finchers regrouped and revived the Crazy Barn Dance broadcasts, this time on WPTF Radio in Raleigh. J.E. Maynard's Crazy Mountaineers were the star attraction, joined by the Dixon Brothers and also a host of newly recruited regional string bands. Remote broadcasts of the Barn Dance continued, filling venues to capacity with scores or even hundreds of fans turned away at each performance. In spite of the music's popularity, the public was becoming disenchanted with the sponsor's product. Customers finally realized that crazy water crystals were nothing more than simple salt compounds. Why buy a box of crazy crystals for $1.50 when you can buy a pound of salt for 20 cents? Of course, the various lawsuits and cease and desist orders from the Federal Food and Drug Administration didn't help either. The Crazy Barn Dance at WPTF aired its 45th and final program on January 16, 1937. The Finchers began to drop musicians and cut back on radio shows all across the tri-state area. In mid-1937, they finally threw in the towel and shut down their offices in Charlotte and Atlanta. The mighty Crazy Water boom had ended. In summary, here's a chart that illustrates the complex web of hillbilly musicians and bands that flourished in the Carolina Piedmont during the Great Depression. This list is by no means comprehensive. It just shows some of the radio professionals and recording artists who were part of J.W. Fincher's Crazy Water domain. All of these musicians traveled the same highways, played the same schoolhouse circuit, broadcast on the same radio stations, cut records in the same studios, and shared the same sponsors. They were constantly performing, competing, and collaborating, honing their skills. They swapped songs, traded instruments, switched often from one band to another, developed friendships and rivalries. Out of this hillbilly stewpot came musical ingredients that would prove important to the future of country music and to the evolution of bluegrass in particular. Some of these musical ingredients were the tight harmony vocals of the brother duets, the gospel quartet tradition, the rise of the mandolin as a lead instrument, the three-finger style of banjo playing, and accelerated rhythms that put folk music into overdrive, to borrow a famous phrase. In other words, a decade before bluegrass crystallized, many of its components could be found on the stage of the Crazy Barn Dance. It's my current belief that there were never any transcriptions made of the actual Crazy Barn Dance broadcast from Charlotte or Raleigh. I have found no evidence of this, but I would love to be proven wrong, so if anybody knows of any transcriptions like that, please let me know. In lieu of that, we can listen to the music of the Crazy Barn Dance through the many commercial recordings that the artists made at exactly the same time period. I want to play a song recorded by J.E. Maynard's Mountaineers in Charlotte in 1937. J.E. plays fiddle, of course, and sings the verse. Snuffy Jenkins is on banjo, and the two guitarists, Leonard Stokes and George Morris, sing the chorus vocals. And this is one of those recordings that gives an early preview or a foreshadowing of the bluegrass music that would come in the following decade.
Went to see my baby standing in the door, shoes and stockings in her hand, the bare feet on the floor. Don't get trouble in your mind, mind, don't get trouble in your mind. When you see that gal, mind, don't get trouble in your mind.
Yeah, man.
Went to see my baby, thought I'd do some slipping. I kissed her right smack in the mouth, her dog's nose was licking. Don't get trouble in your mind, mind, don't get trouble in your mind. When you see that girl, mind, don't get trouble in your mind. Yeah. When you see that gal of mine, tell her if you can, when she goes to make up bread to wash her nasty hand. Don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind. When you see that gal of mine, don't get trouble in your mind. She's gone and left me, sure to eat her well. Hope she's got her another man and she can go to
hell. Don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind. When you see that gal of mine, don't get trouble in your mind. Standing in the door, shoes and stockings in her hand, feet all over the floor.
Don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind. When you see that gal of mine, don't get trouble in your mind.
Yeah, it's a great recording. Now I'd like to play another song. This was also recorded in Charlotte exactly one day after the song we just heard. This recording is by Paul Byrd, who was leader of a band called the Johnston County Ramblers in eastern North Carolina. Byrd was much beloved in his own community and well-known in his immediate region, but beyond that region, he is virtually unknown. Unlike the Mainers, Byrd did not cast a long musical shadow. Even so, this is an entertaining comic song, and its title and lyrics are appropriate to the subject at hand.
Walked into a dry goods store to get me a pair of shoes. Then how the side of Warsaw walked out with the blues. I'm going crazy, don't you want to go along? I'm going crazy from singing this song. Went to see my girl last night, she met me at the door. Shoes and stockings in her hand and her feet all over the floor. I'm going crazy, don't you want to go along? I'm going crazy from singing this song. Went to kiss my girl last night, had to do it sneaking. I missed her mouth and kissed her nose, and the doggone thing was leaking. Going crazy, don't you want to go along? I'm going crazy from singing this song. The old lady come into the room, and the old man he did too. When they got through it, this face of mine, boys, it's black and blue. I'm going crazy, don't you want to go along? I'm going crazy from singing this song. The old man grabbed the old shotgun, he ain't got a lick of sense. He said, see to my pants apart when I went over the fence. I'm going crazy, don't you want to go along? I'm going crazy from singing this song. Went down to Asheville and took a shot at me. When they took their second shot, I was going through Tennessee. I'm going crazy, don't you want to go along? I'm going crazy from singing this song. This is my song I've been singing to you. I'm going to stop now and tell you I'm through. I'm going crazy, don't you want to go along? I'm going crazy from singing this song.
Paul Byrd. How's our time doing? I've got one more thing to show, and this is a 4-minute motion picture clip. Or three clips. It's a pity we don't have 1937 footage of the Dixon brothers or the Mainers or the Monroe brothers or Snuffy Jenkins. But what we do have is movie footage of Dick Hartman's Tennessee Ramblers and the Leatherman sisters performing together in 1937. This is just a few months after the final Crazy Barn Dance broadcasts. They're in a Gene Autry movie called The Yodeling Kid from Pine Ridge. Yodeling Kid from Pine Ridge, 1937. I'm sure my time must be up, so thank you.
Did you ever meet Jane Maynard?
Never did.
No,
I know you did.